That is why I think the choice of President Tinubu was unanimously acclaimed by his peers, because ECOWAS is really confronting so many headwinds in the region. We've got the whole issue of terrorism, we've got unconstitutional changes of government, climate change, the situation around Ukraine and others that have all got impacts on peace and security in the West African region. So you need a very strong leader from a country with the capabilities actually to lead. And I think that is why ECOWAS has obtained and government unanimously chose President Bola Ahmed Tinubu as the next chair of the authority.
Where are we in terms of the situation in Mali?
Regarding Mali, the situation is the same as the other countries that are ruled by military regimes. Whether you're talking about Guinea, you are talking about Burkina Faso and Mali, the heads of state are insisting that the 24-month deadline they give to these regimes to hand over must be strictly adhered to. And so the situation is very simple. ECOWAS expects all the three countries to hand over to civilian administration by the end of 2024, that is next year. And ECOWAS has not moved from that. So the heads of reiterated, you know, that particular demand on them, and also called for unfettered access to the three countries by the mediators to make sure that the transitions are inclusive, they are transparent, and that they are participatory, you know, so that there can be consensus going forward. So those are the issues with regard to the transition timetables.
I know it's ECOWAS policy about leaders not interfering with constitutions of their countries. What do you make of the development in Senegal, President Macky Sall deciding not to seek a third term?
You know, there have been a lot of back channel contacts with President Macky Sall. Senegal is one of the bastions of democracy in our region. And if you remember, some years back, the former president also wanted to go for a third term, and he was defeated at at the ballot box. And there were a lot of tensions leading up to the 3rd July address by President Macky Sall to the nation, in which he put to rest the whole issue of whether he was going to go for a third term or not. He says he's not going to be a candidate, and that has actually calmed the situation in the country. So the heads of state and government, his peers, actually praise him for that demonstration of statesmanship by declaring that he was not going to go for a third term. I think it sends a very strong signal, you know, because the whole third term agenda in West Africa has been a source of tension and clashes in the country, and it was part of the reason there was a coup d'etat in Guinea, for example. You know, so the third term agenda is a very sensitive matter, and the ECOWAS is also working on strengthening its instruments, including the supplementary protocol on democracy and good governance, just to make sure that it becomes very, very difficult to sort of manipulate constitutions to extend presidential mandates in the region.